man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Hawkeye Recap with Brian Hurley, part of the Hawk Fanatic Network. On this podcast, we will relive past Iowa football and basketball games and players from the past 100 plus years. To find more games and players, visit HawkeyeRecap.com.
In this podcast, I share three radio highlights from the games against Notre Dame in the 50s. The first one will be 1953, where Iowa had the famous 14-14 tie at Notre Dame. The second clip you'll hear is from 1956, when the Hawks routed Notre Dame 48-8 on their way to the Rose Bowl. And the last one is 1958, when Iowa won 31-21. It was actually the third win in a row against Notre Dame, 56, 57, and 58. This is from the Hooray for the Hawkeyes album that came out back in the 1950s or 1960s, I believe. I've got a link to the video where you can hear the entire thing. I'll probably splice up some of the other sections of that in future podcasts. Hope you enjoy.
With the arrival of Forrest Evashevsky on the University of Iowa campus, a football renaissance took place, which made its impact felt throughout Iowa, the Big Ten, and the nation. Evy did not play a single game for Iowa, yet he alone was most responsible for the Hawkeye rise from gridiron obscurity to the pinnacle of success. Evidence of what was to come appeared in 1952, his first year as head coach, when Iowa stunned the football world with the season's biggest upset, an 8-0 victory over nationally ranked Ohio State. 1 year later, an even more dramatic football classic was destined to unfold. The scene was Notre Dame Stadium, South Bend, Indiana. The Fighting Irish, ranked number one in the nation, were favored by 3 touchdowns when the game began. But Iowa scored early and held a 7-0 lead as the second quarter drew to a close.
The line of scrimmage, the clock is running, 7 seconds left to play in the first half, and it brings up fourth down for Notre Dame at about 6. A Notre Dame man is down, the clock is starting to run, and I believe there's some faking going on down on the field. The Notre Dame man came into the line. He was standing up, and all of a sudden, we hate to say that he's faking an injury, but me, that's what it looks like.
He certainly is. Of course, he stopped the clock.
1 second left to go in the first half. If we can go by the scoreboard clock, the Iowa fans don't like it. Wait a minute, that was Barrichione. The Iowa fans don't like it. The Notre Dame fans are cheering, so there you have it. The clock would have run out had he not done that. So Barrichione has helped off the field. He doesn't need much help to get off there. It's fourth down coming up for Notre Dame and 9. Fading to throw. Guglielmi tosses, and it is complete for Notre Dame touchdown. Dan Cannon of Chicago caught the ball on fourth down for Notre Dame. They've been thrown for a loss on third down. Then they got that extra time with a second left to go in the first half. Notre Dame scores on fourth down on a pass to Dan Shannon in the end zone from Guglielmi. And Iowa leads 7-6. But now the important point after is coming up. Joe Heap will hold. Don Schaefer will kick. The boys rush. The kick is in the air. And it is good. The score is tied up 7-7 between Iowa and Notre Dame, with the scoreboard clock showing the end of the first half. And apparently that is officially the end of the first half. With Iowa and Notre Dame all tied up, and B. Green, we've seen a great football game, a game in which Notre Dame and Iowa both used a lot of strategy.
We certainly have, and that last play is going to be talked about for the next many, many years. There was 1 second on the clock. The boy was standing in the huddle. He was perfectly healthy. Suddenly he collapsed. Of course, it's smart football, but whether the referee should have allowed the timeout is going to be one of the greatest questions of the year.
Late in the fourth period, with the score still tied 7-7, Binky Broder, playing the greatest game of his career, led the Hawks downfield.
It's third down and four, Iowa 4 yards away from a touchdown, with 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Everybody waiting in anticipation. Hawkeyes up the line of scrimmage. It's Hilgenberg over the ball. Terry Moran, Aretta Matikowicz has come in to direct things. Single wing goes to the right. Here's Matikowicz. The pitch out play goes this time. A pass into the end zone is complete. It's an Iowa touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, a pass from Bobby Stearns, who just came into the Iowa backfield, to Frank Gilliam is complete. It's an Iowa touchdown. Iowa leads Notre Dame 13-7. Believe it or not, coming in to try to point after is Jim Freeman of Iowa City in one of the most unbelievable ball games we've ever seen. We have not quite 2 minutes left to play. A tremendous catch by Gilliam in the end zone. As Iowa sent a special play, a kick by Freeman is good, and it's Iowa 14 and Notre Dame 7. B. Green, what do you think about that?
I'm almost speechless, Jim, but that was one of the greatest pass catches in history. He simply stretched himself out along the ground. He took the ball just off the turf. He pulled it in. It's a touchdown.
Oh, brother, we're going to talk about this one for a long time. We've never seen a football game with so many dramatic moments. And now, Notre Dame with its back to the wall. The Irish, one of the great teams in our history. That scoreboard up there showing Iowa 14 and Notre Dame 7 with 2 minutes left to play.
However, Notre Dame received the kickoff and again roared back.
We have 30 seconds left to play. The clock is still running. Will time run out? What is going to happen at Notre Dame? Two Notre Dame men are down flat on their back. And once again, we suspect the Irish. I hate to say it, but once again, we suspect the Irish may be using those injuries to stop the clock.
Well, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, they're stopping the clock, and I guess that's the main thing. It puts it right down there where it was a while ago when they got the first touchdown.
Notre Dame on a fabulous aerial march from their 43-yard line now is down on the Iowa 9-yard line where they have the ball first down and 10. And now a Notre Dame injured man is being led off the field. The Notre Dame bench is a beehive of activity. Frank Leahy running around down there. The whole Notre Dame coaching staff, 9 strong, is running around. And, of course, the Notre Dame players are on the field. The clock has started. 25 seconds left to play. Notre Dame is up to the line of scrimmage. Guglielmi faced the throw. He's being rest. He throws. It is batted down. It's incomplete into the end zone. Eddie Vincent back there batted it down for Iowa. A great pass defender this afternoon, Eddie Vincent. And that is going to bring second down and 9 for Notre Dame. Dan Shannon has come in at right end for the Irish. Second down and 9. 12 seconds exactly left on that scoreboard clock between now and possibly one of the greatest upsets in history. Guglielmi faced the throw. He's being rushed. He throws, and it's incomplete. Incomplete forward pass into the end zone. Once again, stops the clock. Bob Phillips broke it up that time, along with Aldine Matheson. So we have third down and 9. Guglielmi tried to pass into the end zone, intended that time for Johnny Lattner. Joe Heap was also down there. Third down and 9 for Notre Dame. They're passing, of course, because that's the only way to stop the clock. They may try a running play to deceive the Iowa Hawkeyes. Here goes Guglielmi. He's fading to throw. It's a bullet pass into the end zone. It's a Notre Dame touchdown. Notre Dame scores in the same manner they did in the first half with exactly 6 seconds left to play. Notre Dame, Guglielmi threw to Dan Shannon in the end zone. Shannon caught it. For a Notre Dame touchdown, the score is Iowa 14, Notre Dame 13.
And what will this extra point attempt bring in one of the most fantastic football games that we have ever seen? Coming in to hold, kick will be Don Schaefer. Joe Heap will hold. The Iowa line, of course, will rush. Here's the kick attempt, and it is good. It's Notre Dame 14, Iowa 14.
That tie cost Notre Dame the national title in 1953. Speaking whimsically to Iowa followers in the wake of the game, Coach Forrest Evashevsky borrowed a leaf from the pages of Grantland Rice.
I just want to close with a great slogan that we can use from now on. I don't want to turn poet, but I can't help but recite it here. And that is, when the one great scorer comes to write against our name, he won't ask whether we won or lost, but how come we got gypped at Notre Dame?
Do you need a great electrical contractor or fire and water restoration specialist? Well, contact Lance Bolin at LB Electric and LJ Construction in North Liberty. Lance has served the corridor for many years and is ready to help you. Call Lance Bolin at 319-640-1116. That's 319-640-1116. Or visit LJ_construction on Instagram for licensed and insured electrical work, fire and water restoration, and remodeling.
Hi, this is A.J. Perez, managing partner at Deere Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Waukee and Iowa City. I'm so proud of our team at both locations. We are committed to one thing, giving our customers the absolute best when it comes to service and a car buying experience, the kind of experience that brings you back. What makes us different? We believe at Deere, we don't just sell cars, we help people buy them.
The following week, Iowa closed its regular season by romping over Notre Dame 48-8, one of the worst defeats in Irish history. The Hawkeyes scored the first five times they had the ball. With the score 28-0 in the third quarter,
it's just short of the 20 to the 39-yard line of Iowa, and the third down coming up and about a foot to go for a first down. Here's a handoff to Harris over the middle. Harris is through with the ball. He's in the clear to the 40, the 30. He's all the way to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he's over. Harris all the way, 61 yards. Harris to a touchdown. And the score becomes 34-0, Iowa leading.
And just minutes later, the Hawks struck again.
Here it's second and eight. Cook back to throw. Stead throws one long down the field to Morris. It's intercepted by Happel. Happel is up the field to the 30, 35, the 40. Brought down on about the 47-yard line. He brought it on the, he grabbed it off on the 20-yard line. Bill Happel on the 20-yard line of Iowa snatched that forward pass out of Jimmy Morris's arms and raced back upfield to the 48-yard line, the 48-yard line of Iowa, where it's first and 10 to go for Iowa now. Tom O'Brien brought him down there for Notre Dame. Wing T to the right. Plain takes. Hands off to DeBrito, who hands off to Handler. Handler breaks quarter reverse. He's going. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. He's all the way with Reynolds pursuing him. All the way. 52 yards for the touchdown.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483. 400-4483.
Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org.
The Pasadena-bound Hawkeyes rebounded with a vengeance in the season's finale against Notre Dame to whip the visiting Irish for the third year in a row, 31-21.
Second down and one to go. The ball on the 36-yard line. The score, friends, 7-0 Iowa leading. Iowa dominating the game thus far in the first half. Langston is wide to the left. Fleming is wide to the right. Duncan goes back to pass. He throws a long one downfield. That is touchdown! Fleming! Fleming got in behind the defensive halfbacks, and it's 13-0. Gain of 36 yards, 34 yards on the forward pass. Score 13-0. With 10 minutes and 35 seconds left to play in the first half, Iowa on top.
Displaying an awesome running and passing attack, Iowa piled up more than 450 yards against the Irish, with the most spectacular scoring play coming midway in the fourth period.
Iowa's ball now, second down, coming up, and 10 to go. Back goes Duncan to throw. It's complete on a button hook, but the receiver is tackled. That's Furlong on along the sideline in front of the Notre Dame bench at the Iowa 47-yard line. Randy Duncan hits Furlong. And again, that Iowa passing attack is moving the ball. Jim Crotty was there covering Furlong, but all he could do was make the tackle, and it's third down coming up, four to go for Iowa on the Iowa 47-yard line, directly in front of the Notre Dame bench. Terry Brennan looking at the play. He could almost, well, he's only 7 yards away from the Iowa wingman, who's in motion now. That's Furlong, but a fake to him by Duncan. Duncan's back to throw. Sets, throws the long one downfield, and it's caught. And his receiver is in for a touchdown as Gordon fights off Bob Williams at the 10-yard line and goes in for the touchdown. 53 yards. 53-yard pass. Duncan to Norton, a phenomenal circus catch. Sends Iowa out in front now, 25-14. And Randy Duncan is simply tremendous. He's the greatest we've seen all year, by far. And those receivers of his are glue-fingered. Norton that time had to fight off Williams, and he did, made the grab on the ball, left Williams at the 10, and went in standing up for the touchdown.
If you have topics or games or opponents or players you'd like to learn about, please contact me. You can reach me through the website, HawkeyeRecap.com. You can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook. If you know other Hawkeye fans that might like hearing this podcast, if you could please let them know about it, I really appreciate it. Thanks, and go Hawks!